Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is N94 WIP. Great to be with you all for all on this Friday morning. Beautiful fall day throughout the Delaware Valley and a football Friday as we gear up for the Eagles and the Raiders on Sunday. We also gear up for the 76ers home open, which, of course, will not involve Ben Simmons tonight. We'll further dive into the mess and the saga that is Ben and the 76ers as Ben's world turns. We'll get to that. Of course, Daryl Morey, he sounds very dug in. We'll hit that. The Flyers off today. They play tomorrow. And also our five-year anniversary. We'll have some fun with that, playing some of the clips and some of the notable pieces of audio in the history of our show. We certainly thank everyone right out of the gate for listening to our show. The official anniversary is Sunday, but you know, if you don't know, like, we're not here on Sundays, so we'll have some fun today. We'll do it all with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Happy anniversary, dear. Yeah, I thought that one earlier. Happy anniversary,
man. That's really nice.
If I lay that on John.
You too, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, that was gross at first, but thank you. Hey, did you know that bubbles keep your bath water warmer longer?
Bubbles.
This is something you should think about. Wow. You have refuted the, I don't know, people have asked you, hey, you use bubble bath.
Yeah,
we assumed you did.
No.
You say that you don't.
Correct.
But bubbles actually serve as a barrier of heat transfer. So the more bubbles you have in your bath, the longer the water will retain its heat.
I'm taking notes.
Yes.
I mean, I'm literally taking notes.
I know.
Yeah, so.
You should.
Thank you, sir. Now, some would say that you've done the world dirty because you've put me in the bathtub now longer, but that's up to you, John. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's your gift to me for our five-year anniversary. But anyway, all right, 215-592-9494. The Ben Simmons stuff, we'll get to it in short order, obviously. John, let's start with the Eagles. They got a game on Sunday, the Eagles-Raiders game. It is, of course, a critical game. If the Eagles are going to make anything of this season, it's certainly not – two things not lost to me. I mean, look, I have not had a good feeling throughout the week. I'll say that. And you know, I would pick the Raiders to win the game. I think it's the reasonable assessment that points in that direction. But I will also say Eagles have a legitimate shot, and two things really stand out to me. One is, you know, they are only a 3.5-point underdog, which all week has, like, wow, people – across the nation, it's not just so much here, across the nation believing in the Eagles. And the other is the Eagles did – win a similar game to this just 2 weeks ago in Carolina. And here's the other, John, one more thing. One more thing, and then I'm going to turn it over to you. This is where my heart has, you know, I can't say like leaps with joy because this has not been a particularly fun Eagles season. But if they do win this game, they're probably going to get to 4-4.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean they're good. And that's where I'm confused.
All right, go ahead.
Am I the only person who watched the Thursday night game? Like, am I the only person that made an impression upon? Because I feel like the same phenomenon is occurring. You know, the farther removed we are from these game day debacles, the more everyone's confidence seems to grow. And everyone just forgets that we're bad.
So
we have a coach that is bad, and we have a quarterback who's pretty bad. The Raiders are not bad.
So you think
the Raiders
think
are pretty good?
You think the Eagles' chances are extremely low in this
extremely
game?
Low. They're a team that's actually playing their best football right now. They banded together in the adversity of their coach departing. One game. Well, where's our game that we banded together? I haven't seen it.
Hasn't happened yet.
Where they are good personnel wise, they're playing spirited, tough football with a lot of talent to sprinkle in there, and they're at home with a really awesome fan base, by the way. I am positive.
Well, hold on a second.
These are the two best fan bases in America.
Yeah, but John,
no doubt about
it. In all due respect to that last point, I don't know that it's an awesome fan base in Las Vegas. I mean, Vegas fans, I don't think are Raiders fans historically. So, like, you got a bunch of mercenary fans now that are like,
people who travel.
Sure you do, but let's not act like this is going into the black hole.
They're trying to make it every bit the black hole, and I don't know if they're succeeding or not. Yeah. I know that it's a great fan base.
I can't imagine.
For that fan base
for
5 years. I know that the Eagles and the Raiders are the tops in the NFL.
I understand, but
it doesn't matter. Dude, if we moved to, you know, I don't know, Maine.
Yeah, it would matter.
On game day, it would be less loud.
You wouldn't have as many hardcore Eagles fans because you would have some manians up there.
Everyone cares so much. They'll travel. They'll figure a way out. And by the way, if you think back to the Kansas City game, first of all, you made the comparison, hey, this is kind of like the Carolina game.
Yep.
The Raiders quarterback is not Sam Darnold. The Raiders quarterback is Derek Carr. And he's got a lot more talent than everyone gives him credit. I've watched Derek Carr now for, I don't know, back to where Jack Del Rio was their head coach. I was there at camp watching this guy, blown away by how talented his arm was and how mature he was at the time, how smart he was.
Why doesn't he win more then?
Well, I guess he just hasn't had the proper combination until now. They're getting the right combination around this guy. And first of all, Derek Carr will not hand you a game the way Sam Darnold did.
I agree with that.
Sam Darnold was bad. Derek Carr is pretty good. And I've, like I said, been a fan for a long time. He throws a beautiful ball. And he's got all these weapons at his disposal now, which is pretty impressive. Darren Waller being one of those weapons.
Yeah, he's a good player.
This is getting into the some of the nitty-gritty of it, but Darren Waller is akin to Travis Kelce. Remember what happened when we played Kansas City?
Yep.
Travis Kelce took the majority of our coverage focus, and we put one of our cornerbacks, starting cornerbacks, on Travis Kelce. I expect we'll do the same thing with Darren Waller. Do you remember how that worked out for Tyreek Hill?
I do.
Now, they have a guy very similar to Tyreek Hill and Henry Ruggs. But then they also have Hunter Renfrow, and they also have Bryan Edwards. They are so much more talented than Kansas City is at the second and third wide receiver spot. I'm very worried about this aerial attack. So, and the specifics of what Tyreek Hill did to us, he was targeted 12 times. He caught 11 of them.
Yeah, he destroyed them.
186 yards and three touchdowns. Now, Henry Ruggs is not Tyreek Hill.
Right, right.
But Henry Ruggs is a close approximation to Tyreek Hill.
So you think the Eagles, just, you think the Eagles are just flat out not good enough for this team?
I think this team is much more talented than we are. I think we are convincing ourselves that because we beat another team that we kind of felt like was slightly better than us in Carolina. Remember, it took a blocked punt and it took Sam Darnold giving us that game for that game to come to that outcome.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't expect the same from this Las Vegas.
Well,
slot.
Look, everyone can weigh in at 215-592-9494. Is John's, I guess, heavy level of doubt on the Eagles too much? I mean, how do you
I'm not saying they're a world-beating team, the Las Vegas Raiders, but they're better than we are.
Well, I'll certainly ask if people feel hope. I mean, I'll say this, Sean. So you had an interesting statement in there that you feel like as the week has gone on, people lean toward the Eagles. I actually don't know that at all because we've barely discussed the Eagles. Like, I don't even know what people think. And that's obviously why I want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. Because let's be real. I mean, we've been talking about Ben Simmons almost every single minute of our show the entire week. Where people stand right now, hey, I'm all ears to hear what you think. I know what
That's
you're
a good
saying.
Point, Joe. I mean, I know the way that you feel about this. I know the way that Jimmy feels about this. You feel like we've got a lot better chance than I feel.
Yes, even then, that's correct. Even though I would pick the Raiders, I think it's the sensible pick. Mm-hmm. I certainly don't think it's a long shot at all that the Eagles could win. John, I wrote down four reasons. Let me tell you quickly what they are. Number one, and this just provides me hope, and I know you don't necessarily feel wired this way typically, but I'll just say it. We did see the Eagles 2 weeks ago win a game very similar to this on the road against a team with an above-average record who was a 3 to 3.5 point favorite. I mean, we literally just saw the Eagles win this type
of
game.
But do you remember how we felt after that game?
I do.
That we were gifted that game.
I do, and I certainly want to see the Eagles play better than they did versus Carolina, but the ultimate objective is to win. 2 weeks ago, the Eagles did win that game, and you thought the Eagles had a pretty slim chance going into that game. Point number two.
And if they played that game 10 times, I think we'd lose more than we won.
Maybe, maybe not. Point two, the Gruden factor.
Come on. Maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Man.
I mean, listen, maybe, maybe not. The Gruden factor, I got to imagine it's real. Look, I know that the Raiders last week won without Gruden and all the turmoil they were in the midst of, but I don't know that that gets sustained this week. Next week. I don't care about next week for the Raiders. I care about this week. I care about Sunday. Like, I got to imagine there is some fallout from that situation that could help the Eagles. Now, you can make the case, hey, the Raiders are banding together. They're a band of pirates. These guys hate their old coach. And they're saying, hey, guys, the heck with that guy. We're all in it together. And maybe it helps the Raiders. I mean, maybe. But I would tend to think there's a distraction element there now about a week and a half later, that could help the Eagles to an extent. The third factor, John, is as down as I am on Sirianni and Gannon, and we all are, I mean, there certainly is the real possibility they make some adjustments. I mean, these guys have had, you know, what we often call a mini bye coming out of a Thursday. Run the ball.
Yep.
Don't be so soft defensively. Whether you call it more blitzing.
But I
blitzing.
Expected those adjustments to happen every week prior to this one, and they never have.
I agree, but the firestorm of focus on this from our standpoint as fans has reached a crescendo level in part because—
Which I thought it had every one of the last week.
I agree with you. But, I mean, maybe—
And it continues to just be dumbfounding. Yeah. Like, what is this guy doing?
I know. So, I mean, hey, Nick, like, get your head out of your butt and be an NFL head coach, okay? So maybe. And then point
He told four, us he's sticking to his guns.
I know.
He's doubling down.
And then point four, you know, the desperation factor. I mean, I believe it's a real thing. Does it solve all your problems? Certainly not. Certainly not. But I do believe there is, and I've seen enough NFL games to know, there can be an influence in a game when one team is 4-2. It doesn't really have to have it. And the other team is 2-4 and kind of really needs it. So let's go to the phones and see where everyone stands at 215-592-9494. What do you see up ahead with this game? Do you feel any sense of hope with the Eagles? Or do you think John's on the right track here? That, hey, yeah, sure, they can win, but they're not gonna. Come on, Joe, what are you talking about? Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. We'll get into the Ben Simmons mess as well. There is a lot to discuss there, and we will do so.
You're going to lose money.
Let's kick it off with Zach in Springfield. Hey, Zach, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good guys. Look, all this talk about how good the Raiders are, I just want to push the brakes up a little bit. Because we're talking about Darren Waller being a problem. He had like 20 targets week one, and he's had like 5 or 6 since then. So I don't want to talk about Darren Waller.
Has exploded as a result.
Yeah, maybe they're covering
acknowledge
him.
That,
I mean, Zach,
right?
He's a pretty good player, man. So maybe that's how
100%
teams.
100% great player, yeah. But not as many targets as he got week one, and we were expecting Darren Waller to be a Travis Kelce this year. Probably
well, because
not
defenses
be
are trying to remove him, and then other receivers are catching the ball and having major production.
Well, let me ask you this. How's the Raiders running backs doing?
Not great. Their O-line is not good. But Josh Jacobs is a good back.
Yes, but, you know, when he's not playing, you got Kenyon Drake. You just don't have a great running back core when Josh Jacobs isn't playing at 100%, which it seems like he's never playing at 100%. And to give
Well, he actually is now. He's healthy now.
Yes, but whenever he's playing, there's like, oh, is he going to be hurt? Is he going to be full? You know, it's just you give the Raiders a lot of credit. And until, you know, I'm
it sounds like
you
you're looking for reasons to take that credit away. Josh Jacobs is healthy. They are healthy across the board. Their O-line is not good. And that's an area that we should try to take advantage of. But in the grand scheme of things, they are a talented football team.
I mean, they certainly look better than they had in prior years. But let's see if the Raiders can sustain it. Because, honestly, other than the 1 year, what was it, 2017, 2016, whatever year that was, other than that 1 year, they haven't been good for a long while.
2016 it was, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
And that year was the 1 year where I think it popped up for the first time in a while. I mean,
correct.
Could look it up, but if I had to guess, the Raiders have probably only had one good season in the last, like, 8 or 9 years. Would be...
Oh, without a doubt.
Right?
Yeah, hold on. I can tell you. I mean, so the Raiders, prior to 2016, the Raiders had not made the playoffs since the Super Bowl, 2002.
No
yeah,
way.
2002.
So have they only made the playoffs
They've
one time?
They've only made the playoffs one time since 2002.
Oh, my God. And we think we complain around here. Holy smokes. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, the invincible Raiders. I think not. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Hey, your assessment of this game, obviously of this season, this team, this Eagles squad, are they going to stand up and fight? Are they going to make the adjustments? Is Sirianni going to do what's necessary to help his team win a game that really could be the pathway when you consider they played Detroit after that to a 4-4 record, and now you're stabilized, and now you got a shot to fight for a wild card spot. We'll talk about it all show and certainly get into the Ben Simmons mess next as well. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, your phone calls on 94 WIP. All right, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Nothing like the Family Ties theme music woven into a return of the Eagles and Raiders and ripping on Derek Carr, who I agree with, John, is he's pretty solid. I mean, I think John thinks he's a little better than I think he is, but he's a good player.
No, it's been 5 years in the making to where you will concede that he's even solid. You have thought this guy stinks.
Well, I think there were years.
For a long time.
After his knee injury, he wasn't playing very good. I mean, John Gruden was looking to replace him for like 3 years.
No.
Yes.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
That's what the media said.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe he was looking to replace him. Good. That was a manufactured story.
Fair enough. But I would also say he clearly did not play as well after his knee injury. And that took a couple years to get him back on track. I mean, I believe that for sure. All right, let's go to the phone. So it is the Eagles versus the Raiders on Sunday. We'll ask you the Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. Beers and Gears, the craft beer and car show, is back this Sunday. That's October 24th, this Sunday at Delaware Park. Details online at DelawarePark.com. Today's question, who wins on Sunday? A, the Eagles, B, the Raiders. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Also, we'll start talking about Ben Simmons coming up shortly. Let's go to Tom in Abington. Hey, Tom.
Yo, fellas, how are we doing today?
Doing well, Tom.
Tom, we're doing good, buddy.
All right, so I'll get to the five-year anniversary towards the end. But as it pertains to the Eagles, until this coach shows me he could put together a competent NFL game plan, and until this quarterback shows me that he can be a competent NFL starter in the league, I have no faith in the team. And for those reasons, I got him going down 29-20.
All right, Tom, let me ask you a question. And I'm not trying to be a wise guy. I want to ask a question that I think is thought-provoking enough that it is warranted to be asked after what you just said. So who do you trust more? And I don't trust Sirianni either, but Sirianni or the Raiders special teams coach that just took over the entire operation of the Raiders?
I don't know enough about the
guy. Tom, I don't even know the guy's name. I don't know anything about the guy. So,
yeah, Passaccia.
So
Rich Passaccia, I believe. I'm not 100% sure on the pronunciation.
And listen, Tom, the guy probably knows football and that kind of stuff. But, I mean, let's be real. There's got to be an impact of a guy that 2 weeks ago was special teams coach. Now being the head coach of a team, not only in a preparation sense, but in a game day management sense.
Hey, hold on. It's not fair to say this guy is automatically bad because he's stepping in.
No, but
fact that you've got Greg Olsen as your offensive coordinator, a guy who's been around this league for a long time, and you've got Gus Bradley as your defensive coordinator,
who's actually been a head coach
in this league.
A failed one.
That's where I was going, John. He has the support that Sirianni doesn't.
Exactly.
So without knowing the guy, I'd have to lean towards the guy whose name I don't know just because he has the support around him.
Yeah.
All right, Tom.
As ridiculous as that is.
Yeah, it is. All right, Tom, 5 years. Thank you for all your calls through our 5 years.
Well, let me tell you, I recall the first call I made to you guys. I was telling you guys about the nastiest load I had ever been on drinking warm Guinness in a pub in Ireland. And, of course, the juveniles that you guys are took it a whole different direction. It was at that point in time I knew I was calling the right show. So I will say to you guys, from then, where you were just trying to figure things out, entertaining us all the way through, giving us a lot of levity through the 2 years of a pandemic, all the way up to now to what I considered a finished, polished product. You guys are the best thing going on the whip and on radio in general, and kudos to you guys.
Oh, thanks, Tom. I appreciate it, man. Your words are very kind. Let's talk to Cordell in West Philadelphia. What's happening, Cordell?
Hey, what's going on, Joe? How you feeling today?
Good, buddy.
Listen, John, I love you to death, man. You're all right with me, man. But I still think that you really are a Raider at heart, not an Eagle at heart, because you sound like, you were part of the Raiders Nation.
Why?
It's part of
because
both
I
nations,
think they're
Cordell.
Better?
Hey, Cordell, come on, man.
The way you talk so well about the Raiders, they not all of that in the bag of chips.
They're not, but they're a better team than we are. They are clearly more talented.
The world champions or something, though.
No, they're a 4-2 team.
We do any other week at winning the football game. All right.
No.
Cordell, let me just say this. I do think, Cordell, I think you're falling into the trap John pointed out earlier, where when a game comes close to, Cordell, you can't entirely dismiss or forget what happened on Thursday night of last week when the Eagles lost to the Bucs and what's going on for the first month and a half. I mean, the issues have been enormous.
We've had major issues, and I'm not saying that they're world beaters. They're not. They're a 4-2 team, and they've beaten bad teams for those four. But we are a lesser team than they are personnel-wise.
Just a second, all right? What was the score against the Bucs?
Oh, I don't know.
It was 28-7, and they called it a day.
And then it became close. Yeah, I mean, Cordell, that was...
What was the score? The score was 28-22, wasn't it?
I think it was 28-23, but whatever. It was somewhere in that range.
Okay, all right. So we had just as much a chance at winning that game
No, we didn't.
Come on now. I mean, when you face one of the top five teams in football, you don't have just as much a chance to win that game as you do when you play the Detroit Lions. I mean, let's use our heads here. 215-592-9494. Cordell, I love you, but come on. Hey, we have a $25 Wendy's gift card to give away today. You can enjoy Wendy's new Big Bacon Cheddar Cheeseburger for a limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's locations. John and James and I got into a fierce discussion earlier today referencing just a couple of songs that reference a city. Because, you know, John, the Eagles are going to be playing for the first time ever this weekend. James Seltzer, where are the Eagles going to be playing this weekend?
In Las Vegas?
Yeah, you have you a little music queued up for me? Yeah!
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire.
Gotta, I mean, John, where's a stripper when you need her on a Saturday night? Well, no, I hope that doesn't happen with any of the Eagles players, because, you know, you got to focus. You got a game on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles Raiders on Sunday. Obviously, it's the first time the Eagles will ever have played in Vegas. You know, Vegas has only hosted NFL games for a couple weeks now. You know, Elvis, the song, the whole deal. A lot of songs, John, reference a city. Maybe it's in the title of the song. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's the focus of the song. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just a throwaway line, but somewhere in the song, a city is referenced. John, I'm curious from your standpoint, James and everyone at 215-592-9494. Give me a song that references a city somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Best song by the end of the day, whoever says that song, that person will win the Wendy's gift card. John, give me a song referenced, a city referenced in a song.
Folsom Prison Blues. I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
It's a really tremendous answer, which could have been a winning answer. Now, I'm not saying it for sure would have been. I just know it could have been.
Great song.
It's a great, song. How that would have fared against New York, New York, I don't know. They're both haymakers. I will take New York, New York off the board just because it may be too quintessential. But I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I can't even imagine how many thousands of songs reference, you know, a city. So, James, I don't know if you're going Mount Rushmore like John and I did or not. Give me a song, James, that references a city.
I actually just want to get out in front of something for the audience about how, you know, tight we're being with this. Like, for example.
No sleep till
Brooklyn. Does that count as a city?
Of course.
Because it's part of New York City. That's why I'm asking this question.
So it's a borough, right?
That's what I'm wondering. So I'm trying to get out in front of something. Like another example, Beverly Hills by Weezer. City is part of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So like I'm wondering how strict we're being.
So
using
someone,
my opportunity here,
well, I'm trying
to figure
look it out
for the audience.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Municipalities and boroughs and all of that stuff, as long as it's a place name in the song, I think it counts. I would think
I'm happy I brought this up. This is why I
wanted to get into this. Well, I don't know. So if there's a song about Mayfair or Manayunk, like,
that's what I'm wondering. That's why I'm asking.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
John, you say let all that stuff count. It's close
enough.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good with
name.
That. I mean, there's some great songs that are like that.
I think that's fair.
Okay. Cool. So I'll say No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
That's a long way to get right there. All right. Fair enough. 215-592-9494 to Mike with us right now. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well, Mike.
Very good. I'm gonna go with James because, you know, me calling from New York, I mean, Brooklyn is technically part of New York City, but the boroughs, they kind of have their own individuality. So, yes, Brooklyn gets a pass as its own individual city, place in, for this concept.
Yeah, understood.
All right. So, listen, this game, in my view, is the most important game of the season. This is such a turning point, the crossroads for the season. Because we've seen what this coaching staff has done on a short week, which was unimpressive to say the least.
Yeah.
Now they've had 10 days. How are they going to come back from this? Again, Sirianni has heard the run the ball thing 1,000 times over.
Yeah.
You know, so let's see what happens. And, you know, plus the other thing is Lane is back. So Lane is back. Milata goes back to his.
We don't know that.
What's that?
Yeah, but we
don't
but
know
we
that
think.
Lane is back.
No, but we think.
I
hope
you know,
he's back.
Let's assume he's back.
Yep.
So to get him back into the groove, like you gotta really run the ball more for the offensive line, because this is now your offensive line probably for quite a long time in the season. You know, Dickerson is coming along. You know, I mean, Driscoll's actually playing pretty well. And you know,
I think the line for the most part's done fine. I mean, the line's not the issue.
Yeah.
It's just not.
Yeah. So I mean, I think you know, like let's. This is it. This is a linchpin game for the season. So, you know, if we don't see you know running and we don't see some creativity with the backs and you know maybe some little more shorter plays, more little more dink and dunk, then I might be fully out on Sirianni. So that's just my.
All right, give me what you got here. A city reference in a song.
So this city is going to be when we have our next win. It's going to be Detroit Rock City by Kiss.
You got it, man. Mike, appreciate the phone call, 215-592-9494. Maybe the Sixers can trade Ben there. Every city that said today, I'm going to say, maybe the Sixers can trade Ben there. John, by the way, that includes, you know, cities in the D-League. Someone says Tulsa. Is Tulsa a D-League? Hey, maybe the sister can trade.
Even if
Ben.
It's not, you know, yeah. just send him to Tulsa. I like that
send
idea.
Send him to Topeka.
Omaha. It's beautiful there this
Let him
time
go
of
play
year.
In Boise, Idaho. All right, John. Sixers. So, you know, a lot's transpired since, you know, we did our show 20 and a half hours ago. Yeah. Daryl Morey, obviously, you know, firmly entrenched strategically and letting the world know that. Saying this could go on for a long time, buckle up, could go on for 4 years. It certainly
can you imagine?
It's not
he's
going to go
He's sending a message. He's
he
sending
is.
A message
Correct.
To Ben's team.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. So, you know, this is a high-stakes game of, I don't know, poker, chicken, whatever you want to call it. I appreciate that the 76ers are not looking to hand Ben Simmons free money. I know a lot of people think the Sixers should hand Ben money to go home. I've never been of that mindset. I appreciate that Daryl Morey is dug in. I will say, though, John, the whole sort of catch to all of this, which to my brain has never quite made sense yet, is what exactly – I'd love to know the answer to this question. Daryl, what exactly are you expecting your team to be offered 2 months from now or 4 months from now or a year from now that hasn't been offered yet? And how likely do you think it is that if Ben does not play or is a disgruntled player playing or a disgruntled player sitting on the end of the bench playing 5 minutes a game, whatever, like how likely do you think it is that this offer that you're waiting for is likely to occur? Because there is, John, that, you know, well, famous story waiting for Godot and the guy's waiting and he's waiting, he's waiting, he's waiting, he's waiting. And he just keeps waiting. Like, well, so
you
what,
sent a message,
for
not
Godot
just.
Reference. It's yeah. good work by you.
Thanks, man. I went to that play one time.
Send a message
all-timer.
To Ben's team, but also to the other teams out there that are trying to wheel and deal for Ben. Like, what you've done, what you've offered is not good enough.
Not acceptable.
And I am going to be patient and wait until you offer more.
Well, that's clearly the strategy. And you know, I sign off on. I mean, I like that strategy. I just wish I knew. And Daryl Morey obviously has a far better understanding than we do. What do you think is likely to be offered that hasn't been offered? I mean, that's the whole case. Like, if there's a 2% chance that something could come along that's, like, better, it's not great odds. Now, if you think there's a 65% chance that a better offer is going to be made, then that's really good odds. Like, what are we talking about here? What are the chances that a better or, let's call it, because it basically sounds like Daryl Morey saying, the league has offered us garbage platter so far, and we're looking for a filet with mashed potatoes. Cool, so am I, but are you going to get it? 215-592-9494. Then, John, of course, there is this whole other new aspect since we last did the show, which is finding out that Ben Simmons yesterday went down two different roads that we knew he could try to go down. One is the, ooh, my back hurts. The other is the claim of, you know, not being mentally right. Both of which are very tricky, that require assessments from doctors, different types of doctors. And, you know, the reality is, and John, you know, I've been saying this for a couple weeks now, and this whole thing might not be possible in the way I want it to be possible, but I'll just go back to what I've been saying for a couple weeks. We, as Sixers fans, and certainly the Sixers organization, needs the commissioner, Adam Silver, to have the 76ers back. Mental health issues are really important. If Ben Simmons is claiming a mental health issue for the purpose of trying to get out practicing and playing, and so that he can get paid for not practicing or playing, then that's unacceptable, and we need the commissioner to act as such. Now, it gets into a very dicey territory, which certainly I am not an expert on, but, I mean, we all know from a common sense standpoint, Ben Simmons is just trying to get out of participating.
That's the thing.
I mean, we all know it. I mean, it's we all know it.
Yeah, well, but you have to treat it as though it, you know.
I don't know what you have to do. I guess
I think you have to treat it like, okay, this player brought this to our attention. Now we will go through that whole protocol to make sure that he's okay.
I mean, I suppose you have to initially have a, let's call it a diagnosis.
Yeah.
I look, the whole thing is just beyond preposterous.
Doctor rolling his eyes while he's examining Ben Simmons?
Who knows? And how about this one? Is that doctor privy to the information and allowed to factor it into his diagnosis?
Yeah.
That Ben Simmons held out 3 weeks ago.
Right.
That Ben Simmons refused to participate in a basic team drill 3 or 4 days ago, whatever day that was. Like, so, you know, this is almost like in a court of law. Is it admissible in a court? Is it not? I don't know. I just know this. The Ben Simmons thing's a joke. It is really a shame for people that really struggle with mental health issues.
Sure.
That there is a, I would say, a strong likelihood that Ben is using this as a cheap cop-out.
Yeah.
And that, like, as a human being, that really angers me.
Yeah. I didn't think it could get worse. I didn't think I could perceive him lower than what I did.
Yeah.
I thought for sure he'd fake a back. I did not expect this.
Yeah, and if you guys remember, I said, and I'm not patting myself on the back, I'm just referencing a couple days ago, I told you guys this might be what he says when he shows up for the media session. I mean, it's almost like it's almost bulletproof. And it certainly will garner attention for him in a supportive way across the nation, which is infuriating. Because, like, are you kidding me? Like, you're going this route, and then the whole thing's amazing. One more thing. There are two things I hope that happen. I don't think one of them will happen. I think the other might happen. There's two things that would really help this situation, in my opinion. One is I would like to see Rich Paul disassociate himself from Ben Simmons. If you want to be the agent of agents that hasn't, if you want to be perceived as having integrity, it's almost like, you know, sometimes a lawyer will say, I no longer want to represent this client. Right? I mean, everyone's,
you
know,
that happens. Rarely, but it happens.
But it does happen. Like, so let me just put this out there to the world. Rich Paul, if you've got guts and integrity, disassociate yourself from Ben. Give up the commission that you otherwise would receive for Ben Simmons earning money, whether he plays or doesn't, and tell the world that you think this guy is a chump. That's point one. Point two, John, that one I don't think will occur. Point two, I think, has a shot to occur, but probably only in dribs and drabs and probably only over the course of a month or a year or 2 years. I want the Players Association. Joel Embiid, member of the Players Association. I want the members of the Players Association to talk to the head of the Players Association and say, we can't support this fool. Like, it would be wrong for us as a union to put our support behind this guy. And how many times in how many different sports have we seen unions get behind bad initiatives? Because it's solidarity. Because it's, hey, he's one of ours, so we're going to stand by him, even though he committed sexual assault, even though he, you know, refuses to play, even though he whatever, right? All these situations through the years. Well, how about the union actually, you know, grow a pair and say, yeah, we are for each other. And part of being for each other is to be for the other 14 players on the Sixers who are being done dirty by this guy.
Yeah, to do what's right.
And we will not support Ben Simmons in his quest to have phony baloney excuses.
Well, that'd be something.
So, you know, it's complicated, but those are my thoughts as we sit here today. We know Ben won't be in the arena tonight.
Ben will never be in the arena, Joe.
And as of now, he'll probably be paid for that game because he's now, I guess, under some...
I don't know. I hope that they push this in the right direction to where the Sixers actually have a leg to stand on.
I hope so, too. I mean, my point is probably as of now, but maybe in the future it can be rescinded. I don't know. I'm just, who knows? 215-592-9494, your opportunity to weigh in on the Ben Simmons situation. Also, we will mix in throughout the course of our show some classic show audio on this, the 5-year anniversary of our program this week. Chicken wings out of the gate, guys.
I think that's probably the move.
John, please. That'll make you very happy.
Oh, yes.
For anyone that has never heard this audio, to use a Daryl Morey term, buckle up. Frankly, for our entire show today, buckle up. Because I promise you, you'll get a kick out of some of the audio we play. Some of the best of, or some of the worst of, through the history of our show, now 5 years. Jada Cameron, John Ritchie, your phone calls as well, 94WIP.
The Park Sportsbook is the official sportsbook partner of the Real Philly Fan, and we've got so much to watch and bet right now. College and pro football, baseball, playoffs, hockey, MMA, soccer, and basketball. And live in-game betting lets you bet while you watch. The only sportsbook app backed by the number one casino in Pennsylvania, Parks lets you bet the money line as it changes during the game. You can bet on individual player performances as they happen. Like in basketball, bet player points, rebounds, and assists. In baseball, bet hits, home runs, pitcher strikeouts every inning. Football, you can bet passing and rushing yards, touchdown scores, and so much more. Plus, same-game parlays, props, teasers, and over-unders. New customers, sign up right now. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Do it now. Your first bet is risk-free up to $500. And check out our birds now, 2.5-point underdogs in Las Vegas. The line is moving. The over-under is 49 points. You think we'll win? Philly's plus 128 on the money line. Just download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA and use the promo code JRWIP. That promo code JRWIP, your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. The website has all the details. Do it now. Bet with the best, the Park Sportsbook app.
I hear the train a-coming, man. It's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine.
Good stuff.
I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
And a great movie also, you know, 10 or 15 years ago. That was a heck of a movie, and a great scene in that movie
as well.
Amazing
scene.
Yeah, it really was. Jada Cameron, John Rich, 94WIP. Coming up at 11, we'll go inside the bathtub time machine, some Eagles-Raiders history. Also, we'll get here, coming up this segment, to one of the classic pieces of audio in the history of our show, the chicken wings discussion from, I believe, 2017, when we were doing a pregame show for the Eagles. And, well, let's just say I stepped in it. We'll get to that shortly. Let's go to Rob right now in Coatesville. Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. Happy anniversary.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Rob.
Hey, listen. Listen to you guys a long time and first-time caller. But, Joe, I guess as much as I enjoyed you, there was only one time or maybe a few times I was ready to take your bath salts away.
Oh, no.
You know, and that was last week when you talked about Joel Embiid, you know, not being the leader for not talking to Ben Simmons.
Yeah, that was today, that was this week. Go ahead, but today.
Well, this week, I'm sorry. Then today you want Joel Embiid and the Players Association to disown him.
Well, no, they can't I want the agent to disassociate with him. I want Joel Embiid and the other players to say to their representatives, the union, the top board, hey, we can't. Yeah, well,
for
two different issues. But, like, let's not – it does a disservice. I'm telling you, Rob, I'm telling you, I guarantee it, what Ben Simmons is doing is going to hurt the union with the next collective bargaining agreement.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
I'm obviously sure it will, and I don't – to me, I think that Daryl Morey may be on the hot seat because he has turned this organization into a laughingstock with this whole Ben Simmons throughout the country.
You know what? I tell you what, I tend to think he's not on the hot seat, and the reason is because his strategy is the long game. And if he felt he was on the hot seat, I don't think his strategy would be the long game. I think
so. Do you think he would be around for the long game if this thing plays out?
Yes. Yeah, I think Daryl Morey would be here for a while.
See, I don't. Maybe he will. I don't think that he should. You know, because the way that you just messed this team up, or have a possibility of imploding this team.
Yeah, yeah.
If this thing carries on.
I know. All right, give me a song, Rob, that's referenced, a city's referenced in a song.
Chicago.
You got it, buddy. Rob, good stuff, man. Appreciate that. All right, so 5 years. Sunday's the official anniversary. We're kind of having some fun with it today. And we want to entertain people with some of the not-so-stuff that's happened in the hit. We had a lot in the show through the years, you know.
More than most, I would say.
Perhaps. I mean, controversies, trials. We've had oversleeps. We've both overslept the show. We have we've had multiple incidences of me crying.
That meant everything to me. Let's go to the phones. 888, I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
One was after the Eagles won the Super Bowl right there. Another was in the early days of the pandemic. I started crying on the air. I mean, we've had
the Philly montage, when we played that Phillies montage during the pandemic,
absolutely.
Too. Definitely were crying.
I cried then. Yep. We had John one time on his train sleep and, like, miss a stop.
Yeah, I almost ended up
I missed shows because a dog ate my face.
James's face got bit. There was one stretch where John actually didn't sleep for about 48, maybe 72 hours. That was a whole nother issue.
I left the show to have a kid. That happened during the history of our show.
Hey, I got a girlfriend.
Yay!
So, it's been a lot of ridiculous stuff. Good stuff, some bad stuff, but mostly good. Also, just like, why'd you say that? Why'd you think that? So let's play a why'd you say that, why'd you think that. This goes back to the 2017 fall when we're doing a pregame show. This actually was during one of our Facebook Live shows. We then played the audio the next day on our show. This is me and John. And James, are you there as well?
Yeah, I'm there.
Discussing chicken wings. And, oh, boy, I said a lot I shouldn't have said.
I mean, have you ever thought about that? Let's say you order 12 wings. Now, how many wings in a chicken? Two per or four? It's two, right? That's six freaking chickens. That's just for one person's order.
No, chickens have four wings.
All right, well, then that's three. Then that's 12. That's three. That's four. I mean, a plate is like you're eating three, four, five chickens on one plate. Everybody's plate all across the country. You've never thought of that? John, you never thought of how many chickens that is?
Do you really think that chickens have four wings?
Two or four. I don't know which it is. Is it two or four? Is it two or four?
Oh.
Which is it? I guess it's two. We're back to two?
Yeah, it's two.
You all right, Seltzer?
No, clearly I'm not all right. Oh, my
Joe,
God.
Just think about a chicken. I mean, like, think about any bird. Do they have four wings?
I have no idea.
What do you mean? It's a bird.
Does a bird have four wings?
They had two, right? That's what I said for the first time.
I know.
Well, I don't know if it's like a two legs and two arms kind of thing.
Well, yeah, they have legs. A chicken has legs.
Right now.
Also.
Well, I don't know.
I know you don't know. That's what's so weird. That's what's so weird. Hey, Joe, what was the score of the Flyers game on September 10th, 1982? Boom.
They didn't play.
Does a chicken have four wings?
Season had it started.
I don't know.
All right, not my finest moment, ladies and gentlemen. Not my finest moment. You know? I mean, so I didn't know. I didn't know. Oh. It's not even that I got confused. It's that I actually didn't know.
We could tell. Yeah, we could so tell.
I mean, I just didn't know. And all I was trying to say is, can you imagine how many chickens there are in the world to support all the people?
It's actually a good point.
Yeah, the original point is an interesting, thought-provoking thing. Right. It just went in a very different direction.
Yeah, that was all I was trying to say. And it really went awry.
But, man, when that light bulb comes on, where you and I realize Joe really doesn't quite know something.
I know.
All right, let's go to Paul in Downtown. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, man. I love the four-winged chicken idea. Joe, I got to get you that farmer's, speak and spell thing where you pull the cord and it goes around and tells you what the animals do. That way you know what the chicken goes.
Yeah, my animal knowledge is on the weekend.
It's a beautiful thing, brother. You really are. A beautiful mind could be like a movie about you. It really could.
Well, thank you.
But, you know, under the birds, I mean, I think the birds are kind of like, I don't know. I mean, Richie's a lot more grounded than I am in general. And he's got, you know, decades of experience playing football that most people don't get. So I've got a lot of respect for his opinion. I think it's just that I'm not ready for, you know, to talk about late next August, early next September yet. I still want to live in the delusion that, you know, well, we might win. You know, yeah. This could be a decent team. I'm not ready to write them off yet. It's kind of like when you buy a lottery ticket. You know you're not going to win $500
yeah.
million.
But Paul,
it's fun to think about what you're going to do with the money.
Sure, but I will say this, Paul, and that's a fair point. Everyone's going to write them off if they lose the next two. People might not write them off if they lose to the Raiders because then they have a good chance to beat Detroit 3-5, and then the next game becomes essential. But if they lose to the Raiders and then lose to Detroit, the whole town will write them off halfway through the year.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate truth. Too. Yeah. He can't lose
but
Detroit.
But the flip side of that is that if they win this game, and they can, then they can get to 4-4.
Yeah, I know. But like Richie says, I mean, in the back of my mind, I still know that we're not a good team. We're not going anywhere, that it's all an illusion. You know, I mean, it's just the unfortunate truth of where this team is. And I'm, as a fan, I'm just not really ready to acknowledge or deal with it yet. And that's okay. You know, I get to be a fan for another few weeks.
I understand.
And I get to be a fan into November if they go 4-4 because the dream's still alive. But if they really do lose to Detroit, I mean, that's, you know, maybe Sirianni doesn't get to the end of the year kind of conversation, because that's the one thing the Eagles have been good at. They've been able to beat, like, you know, our wins, the reason we have it is because our offense was better than a terrible Atlanta defense, and our quarterback, who didn't play well, played a little bit better.
Sure.
You know,
Detroit's probably the worst in football. I mean, they look
Oh, my God, they're awful, Joe. You're exactly right. And congratulations on 5 years. I remember when this show was this many years old. Now you guys are in kindergarten. It's a beautiful thing. It's a great
Thanks,
show.
Man. Paul,
you
give
know,
me
a lot of people tune into you guys.
Thanks,
love you.
Man. Give me a song that references a city.
Yeah, an annoyance, you know, juvenile annoyance. One of my least favorite songs from childhood. London Bridge is Falling Down.
Oh,
I hate that song.
That's clever. Yeah.
I mean, it's not something we think of as adults, but
no, but that's a massive answer.
It is.
Like, more people know that than maybe any other song said today, potentially.
I mean, it's probably one of the first 10 songs you learn.
My daughter knows that song, to your point.
John, is Happy Birthday the first song you learn, like, on average? Is that the number one song people learn first?
Probably.
It's a good question. I'm trying to think.
Then you're going to get
You Are My Sunshine is
up
early.
There. Yeah.
Row, Row, Row Your Boat.
Row, Row Your Boat. Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star is a really early one.
Oh, the Alphabet
memory.
Song.
Yeah. Oh, the Alphabet's another one, too. Yeah.
That might be the first.
Let me tell you something. We cover that knowledge of how four-year-olds are taught. I mean, I might not know how many chicken wings, but we know what songs are taught to the 3- and 4-year-olds. Yeah. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Hey, we go up. Coming up next, we go inside the bathtub time machine. The Eagles, the Raiders, they play on Sunday. Certainly there's a history there. We'll talk about that and rock all your calls on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.